to the Kingdom Dynamics podcast, an invitation for you to join our Facebook page, Kingdom Dynamics Podcast. And there's a private group in there for you and for anyone you know who needs breakthrough in their lives. Often we are stuck in life and we don't even know how to get out. But there's a power in the spirit that can really bypass. Often we spend years in counseling or, you know, delay or disappointment. Maybe we're on medication, we can't get off. Maybe we're trying to meet a wife or a husband and it never happens. But there are things that are blocking us. And this challenge, it's a 10-part video challenge. It's for the most successful Christian. It's for the most, challenged person as well. And because I'm taking from the Spirit principles and truth and power that will divide between bone and marrow, soul and spirit, lift people out of their position and place them on track. You see, God says that there are books written about you. And often we don't live out our books. We don't walk out the days that God has for us because we get off track, we get offended, we get disappointed. And so I believe there are angels that are available to keep you on track and to move you on track. You know, there's a scripture that says that, you know, God can move the hearts of men and kings, and he can change the seasons and the times. You know, I think it says it in Daniel chapter 2. Praise the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. He changes the times and the seasons. And he moves people out of place and puts new people in that place. So I want you to give that 10 video series a chance and just submit yourself to it. The first one is a little bit longer because there's an introduction there. Don't worry about the sound quality or the video quality or what I'm wearing. It's irrelevant. But there's a spiritual power and a truth, and it will bypass every delay. I don't know if you understand this, but God has given me a strategy for you, and I'm just doing what he said. You don't have to work hard at things. You know, you need to follow him, and his yoke is easy. You need to do what he's saying to do, and he's actually going to reach into your world and adjust some things that you didn't even know were there. And I'll just give you a really quick summary. God showed me, and this is just the first of 10 videos. The first video is about gardening. The first video is about taking responsibility. One of the principles of the kingdom is responsibility, stewardship, management. If you look at Jesus' words, his life, all of the Bible, really, it's about management. Adam and Eve were managing the garden. They were naming the animals. They were walking with God. They ultimately mismanaged the resource that they were given. And at the end of the day, all of our problems come from mismanagement. And God's already given you everything. You know that. And so I use this example and I use Proverbs chapter 4 to help you to begin to garden your own life. You need to start to garden your mind, what you're thinking. You need to garden your mouth. There's some weeds that need to be removed. There's some gardening that needs to be done. And so there's a great power in this scripture. The second video is on the yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod. And again, that's gardening your mind. If you can remove the negative thinking that restrains and restricts you, if you can remove by the Spirit of God, and this is the thing about these videos, is there's impartation. God's promised me that signs and wonders will follow me, that he will confirm my words. And so as you go through these 10 videos, and some of them will be a lot shorter than others, then you're going to find that there's great breakthrough. The second video, and it is targeted to Christians. You know, non-Christians might enjoy that as well. And if they're not religious, they should be able to receive it. And video number 2 is is the yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod. But what that means is there's thinking in your mind that is locking you up. Video number three is helping people to seek first the kingdom of God and understanding your purpose in life. Episode four is around Matthew chapter 5 and the Beatitudes, and how the Beatitudes are the keys to the kingdom, to living in the kingdom. And there are 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 as well. So I want to encourage you to not only have a look at the first video, but if you know anyone who needs a 10-day challenge or a 10-video challenge, you know, they could be a non-Christian, maybe someone who you're helping already and discipling them, why don't you just invite them to the private group? I'll approve them and they can enjoy that. So thanks so much for listening, guys, and enjoy this episode today on the unseen manifesting on the scene through the scene. Hey there, welcome back to the Kingdom Dynamics podcast. God has given me a great message for you today, a very simple message on understanding the spiritual realm entitled The Seen versus the Unseen. I want to help you guys by the Holy Spirit. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says that to the spiritual man, things are spiritually discerned. Here, let me read it to you. Yet God has unveiled and revealed them by and through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches diligently, exploring and examining, even sounding the profound and bottomless things of God. For what person perceives what passes through a man's thoughts except the man's own spirit within him? And then it goes on in the end to say, but the spiritual man tries all things, yet he himself is put on trial by no one. For who can understand the mind of the Lord so as to guide and instruct him and to give him knowledge? But we have the mind of Christ. So what this Bible verse is saying is that there is an invisible realm. There is a spiritual realm. And God is spirit. And you and I are spirit. And one day he is going to wrap up your body. He's going to wrap up this place. And we are all going to be raised imperishable in the spirit. Figure that one out. And so we are in the spirit. And this Bible verse is saying, hey, if you are in your natural mind, you will not accept or welcome the things of the spirit. It says, but the natural mind does not accept or welcome or admit into his heart the gifts and teachings and revelations of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is incapable of knowing them. So there is a part of you, and there are people that you know, that are incapable of knowing God, of receiving the things of the Spirit. Now, the greatest battle that you will face, and the greatest thing I can teach you, is that the devil, Satan himself, is going to be perpetually trying to harass you into a place of going into your natural mind. I don't know, most of you haven't received this from me yet, but you will get it. It might take you 2 years. But you are a spirit and you are a tripart being, spirit, soul, and body. And the devil is going to try to get you into your mind. He's going to try to get you into your emotions. You know, people say things to you that pull you out of the spirit. They get you distracted. You know, what people say, what they wear, what they don't say. And so the Holy Spirit is saying to you here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that to the spiritual things are discerned. So what he's saying is that he wants you to live in the spirit. That's why we wake up early and pray in tongues. That's why we read the Bible. That's why we put off the old man, put on the new man. That's why we renew our mind by the washing and the water of the Word. That's why there's a process. I love what Andrew Womack said. You can be born, If you're fat when you get born again, you're going to still have a fat body. You don't get born again and then your body changes. No, your spirit is changed in an instant. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, you're born again, you're right with God, you're a child of God, you're given authority to be a child of God, you're living forever, you know Him. But then your body and your mind, your will, your emotions, that takes time to change. And so there are many people who are going to church, listening to messages that make them feel good, but they're in man's wisdom. It's not necessarily helping their spirit, and I can't stand it. And so I don't mind. Many of you are listening to my podcast and you don't get it, and it's going over your head. And maybe you're judging me, but a spiritual man can't be judged. And so I just want to give you, you know, insight into this message today. God wants to give you insight into this message, and it's called the seen versus the unseen. It's so basic. The kingdom of heaven belongs to little children. And it's so basic, but all I'm saying is you are a spirit first. You are an eternal spirit. The Bible says before God formed you in His mother's womb, He knew you. So before you had a body, you were a spirit, okay? And He's also saying that He is spirit. And so don't get caught up in your flesh today. Don't get caught up in your emotions today. Don't get caught up in your mind today. Now, God is, He loves your mind. He's the lover of your soul. But everything that is seen came out of the unseen. And so you are an unseen spirit inside a seen body on the scene, which is the world. John chapter 1, the unseen became seen. Am I right? John chapter 1, the invisible word became visible flesh. Just think about that for a moment. The invisible word became visible flesh and dwelt among us. Okay? Isaiah chapter 9, the people who walk in darkness, that's everyone, will see a great light. Those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them. So the devil, Satan, is the king. He is a king. He is a king of a kingdom called darkness. That word darkness is the word ignorance. So the devil is the king of the kingdom of ignorance. And everyone born of a woman, every man, woman, and child on the planet is born blind. They are born in ignorance. They cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, according to 2 Corinthians. They are born into a kingdom and they are unable to move. They are unable to escape. They're like a mummified man ejected into space. Not only can't they see, but they can't even unwrap themselves. They don't know where they are. They have no movement. They are totally lost and trapped. It is only by the Spirit of God as He draws men to Himself and by a grace gift of the Holy Spirit that people can see God. You and I can only see because He gave us sight. We can only see because He shone His light. But you and I are the light of the world. We are the only way that they will ever see. We are Jesus on the earth. We are His body. We are His light. Jesus said, you are salt, you are light. I don't want to spend any more of my podcast trying to convince religious demons. You know, there's a need in the church today for everything to be, you know, backed up in scripture. And it's coming out of fear. It's not coming out of love. It's not coming out of sonship. Do you know, I can pray for somebody and not say in the name of Jesus? Did you know I can heal somebody and not say anything? You know, I mean, this is a great quote, and don't be offended. You will be offended. But when you see me, you see the Father. No one has any more need to find God after they've seen me. Because I am a doorway to God. I am a gate to God. Jesus said, as the Father sent me, so am I sending you. So I'm only saying what Jesus said. And I'm only saying the truth. So Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father. And then Jesus said, as the Father sent me, I'm sending you. So I am all you need. to find God. And you are all anyone else needs. If anyone meets you, they have met God. Because God is in you and because you are made in the image of God. This is the truth. Jesus came in Hebrews to bring many sons to glory. Psalm 107:14, He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and broke their chains apart. Hallelujah. That's us. He brought us out of the kingdom of darkness, Colossians says, and transferred us into the kingdom of light. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and broke their chains apart. And now we do the same for other people. 1 Thessalonians 5:4, But you, brothers, are not in darkness that the day would overtake you as a thief. 1 Thessalonians 5:5, For you are all sons of light and of the day, and we are not of the darkness or of the night. So, hallelujah, Jesus. Let's do it right now, Jesus. Let's just give it to these people. I'm a partner with you in the gospel, Jesus. I don't do anything of my own self. I'm doing what I see the Father doing. And I'm saying what you're saying, Father. I thank you that you lift me up and you glorify me, Father God. And I thank you you demonstrate the kingdom with power. So right now, God, I just give these people the kingdom of light. I just give these people the kingdom. And as they receive it, I pray they would receive it. And I just want you to receive this. God, your perfect light casts out darkness. We open ourselves up right now. We open our hearts and we let you in, Jesus. His light is shining right now. His light is shining over you right now. Will you let His word penetrate your soul, bone and marrow? Will you let His spirit search the hidden places of your heart? Will you allow the light of God to change you? Because right now He's burning out darkness. He's burning out areas of darkness. There are areas of misunderstanding and lack of understanding in our lives. And that's what this podcast is about. John 8:12, Then Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. How often do you hear this in church? Repent. How often do you hear the church talking about hell, talking about the devil? You know, this is a real kingdom that we're in. And Jesus said, if you obey me, then you are my friends. How many church services are telling you to obey God? How many pastors are rebuking you? How many people are telling you to get back on track? I'm telling you, you need to follow Jesus. If you want to walk in the light, then you need to follow Him. You need to obey Him. You need to set time aside to spend with Him. Thank you, Jesus. If anyone loves me, John 7:14, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come and make our abode with him. John 14. Thank you, Jesus. So today, be encouraged. You are in the light. You are following Jesus. And I just want you to know that you are a spirit being. You are a spirit who, by the grace of God, has had your eyes open and you can see. But now you need to continue to walk in the light. Thank you, Jesus, for this person, whoever they are listening, that there is a grace gift for them. There is a grace for them to walk in the light. In Jesus' name today. Don't get distracted by the enemy. Don't get distracted by things that don't seem to be working. Don't get distracted by prayers that don't seem to be answered. You will bear much fruit as you abide in Him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.